The Desert. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments while we experience truth about desert places in our lives. Hot, scorching sun, dry, barren sand, desolate, dangerous desert. This is where you find yourself. Your beginning seemed so promising. It was filled with excitement, growth, and energy. You felt you could run a long, vigorous race and keep a steady, fast pace. But you came to a halt and find yourself facing this wasteland. You think it must be a short path, but you find it is a long path. You must have failed, for surely you would not face this if you had done things right. You walked for days, and then days become years. How long will you continue on this desert journey? Friends and family question why, but you will face this desert as long as your Creator designed. You have not went backward or failed, but each unpleasant step forward is leading you to a higher place in your relationship with our Heavenly Father. Seek Him and His truth in the wilderness. Rely on His words and do not entertain the lies and deception of Satan. You will find an oasis in Christ in this desert, and one day your path will lead out of this barren land. What will you have at the end of the desert journey when your trust, dependence, and faith are in the Heavenly Father? You will have new strength, endurance, and knowledge of the Savior through the hot, sun-scorched, dry, barren sand, desolate, dangerous desert. The frontier of you will be easier to climb. You will face the challenge with faith because you came through a desert journey that looked bleak and hopeless, and yet you came through it with Christ. Life will not be the same. Jesus Christ had a desert experience. He was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted, tested, and tried by the devil. And he went without food for 40 days and 40 nights. And later he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are God's son, command these stones to be made loaves of bread." But Jesus replied, "It has been written, man shall not live and be upheld and sustained by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him into the holy city and placed him on a pinnacle of a temple sanctuary. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, and he will give his angels charge over you, and they will bear you up on their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "On the other hand, it is written also, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again, the devil took him up on a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said to him, "These things I will give you if you prostrate yourself before me and do homage and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil departed from him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Today, you are in a desert experience and are being tried and tested by the enemy of your soul. He is telling you to focus on temporary things, things that cannot satisfy. He is telling you that your faith in the one true God is not enough, causing you to doubt that God will sustain you, to give up and end it all, to give up your faith and hope in Christ, to serve and worship another God and what he can offer you. Let's pray at this time and focus on the truth of God's Word and look to the Heavenly Father to make us whole and give us healing of our mind and thoughts through this desert time. Heavenly Father, we look to you and your Word, that through this desert time you will sustain us. For Jesus Christ is the bread of life. Jesus, we need your help and guidance through this desert place. We pray that you will deliver us from the evil one. Write your words on our hearts and let us speak truth when we are tested and tried by the evil one. Reveal to us the truth that you give us life and more abundant life. Let us not be deceived during this time of hardship. Give us hope and carry us through this time. Let us turn to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Build faith and confidence in our heart that you will bring us through. Build patience, endurance, and strength. Refine us to be a vessel that lives your truth. Let us overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Bring wholeness and healing to me throughout this time with your words of truth and with the leading of your Holy Spirit. I ask these things in the name of your Son, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments. May you experience the truth of God's Word as you walk through the desert times today.